I am feeling it, Jack.
I was bopping that music. It had me moving. That was good. I liked it. Yeah. Yeah.
I was more referring to Air Venture and the energy, but the music's nice too.
I think the music is inspired by all the excitement here at Air Venture 2025. So,
fair enough. We have swapped out to our next guest, Craig Barnett, who is the founder of Scheme Designers. For 28 years, Craig has led the industry in professional paint scheme design with over, I can't believe this, 18,500 unique designs completed.
And he's going to get it right eventually.
Oh,
eventually,
my gosh.
Practice makes perfect.
Craig is an artist, an engineer, a commercial pilot, and an aircraft owner, and he's here today because everybody needs to paint their airplane or some way or other protect it.
Correct. Eventually you have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the sun, the elements, I mean, flying is harsh.
It's very harsh. I had a Cherokee a while ago that I was putting off painting, and it felt to me like you would have to tiptoe around it when you were doing a pre-flight because paint was literally falling off and exposing the aluminum.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, eventually I had to pull out my wallet and paint the plane and get that done. But it's an essential maintenance part of owning an older aircraft.
Yeah. What's the state of the art these days on you know, putting paint or putting color on an aircraft? Is it the same? Is the paint the same today as it was 20 years ago?
No, it's definitely not. And, you know, I'll say before I answer, I have to qualify because I'm not a technical paint expert.
Yeah.
But the major paint manufacturers continue to evolve their products and continue to focus their products for aviation use. And an automotive paint and an aviation paint are very different animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One, the aviation paint is much more expensive, but it's designed for an environment that our planes see, rapid temperature changes, excessive vibration sometimes. The dyes in our paints and our brake fluids and our hydraulic fluids are different from what you'd find in automotive, and so aviation paints protect against that. So when you make the choice to paint your planes, specifically if you painting it yourself or if you've built it yourself, you'll see a lot of people choose to go with automotive, and part of that decision is it's much cheaper than buying an aerospace paint. The negative is you don't get those protections and longevity.
Mm-hmm.
And paints these days are going many more systems as base clear systems where you're putting on the color first and then the gloss and the protection second, as opposed to the older single stage technology where you put down two coats and you are done.
Yeah. Do the qualities of the technology of the paint play into your design decisions? Do you design in a particular way because of the
No, it's more a color selection. So some of the base clear systems give us a much broader range of colors to work with, and much more intense saturated colors in some cases that aren't available in the older systems. So sometimes that will lead us to a specific system when we're looking for a specific color that can't be done in an older technology. Mm-hmm. But really we defer to the paint shops that the aircraft is going to. And you try and specify the paint type based on what that shop likes to use. I don't like a shop to be experimenting with a new paint type or a more advanced paint type on one of my clients' planes.
Yeah.
I want them to use what they use every day.
Yeah.
You never want the paint itself to be an issue in the quality because you've dictated what someone's got to use that they've never used before.
And then the other way these days that people are applying paint schemes to aircraft or color schemes to airplanes is by wrapping them. What's the pros and cons there?
So I'm a fan of doing vinyl wraps, I should say vinyl design in terms of stripes. So if you're just doing a white plane with just some stripes on, or an any color plane with just some stripes on, vinyl's a good hardy material. I have vinyl on my Cirrus and it's holding up really well and it's an interesting design. And some of the materials and colors are unique. Like I have black done in a carbon fiber style that when you look at it, it looks like it's carbon fiber, but it's actually a vinyl stripe. When it comes to wraps, that's more covering the whole aircraft, and I'm not a particular fan of wraps. It's not saving you money, not giving you the longevity. Generally, wraps are printed patterns that are wrapping over the whole aircraft or a greater portion of the aircraft. They're much more complex to install, and because they're a printed material, they don't have the longevity and the UV resistance that solid vinyl that you would use for stripes have. So I'm not a fan. We design for them when a client really wants them, and a client of ours who would really want one would typically need them for some short-term marketing purpose, for example, where they're going to put it on and in a few years' time take it off.
You're listening to the Attitude Adjustment Hour. I'm Jack Hodgson. Amy's here. It's my show now, Amy. We're talking with Craig Barnett, the founder of Scheme Designers. I'm monopolizing your time, Craig, but my final question...
You have good questions, though.
About the vinyl, whether you're completely wrapping an airplane or just using it for adornments. Knowing nothing about vinyl wrapping, I worry that it would peel off in the high velocity air flow of flight. Does it stick really well?
Yes. So vinyl has pretty good sticking qualities. But what you do is you design for vinyl, which means that you take into account where the high velocity airflow is around the aircraft, such as on the rounded front part of the cowling or near the leading edge of the tail, where you're going to get a lot of stress, both not only from airflow, but in particular from flying through clouds and moisture and rain. Mm-hmm. So you're going to not put like sharp points, for example. If you have a stripe that starts at a point, with vinyl you'll start it at a rounded point. So you might have a quarter inch rounded point to a stripe, and that gives you more adhesive at that highway area.
Yeah, so that's a strong argument for finding a scheme designer, no pun intended, who knows what they're doing, who has some experience with this stuff.
It's absolutely a strong argument to get it done right.
And I've seen that be a problem with paint, too, coming around at the leading edge of the wing, because that leading edge of the wing is going to take a lot over time, and the tail, too. All those leading edges, if you've got a complex design and you've got some fancy paint that's going around there, sometimes, my airplane was painted in 2008, and I can tell you, there's wear, and my husband was very, very adamant that it was just white on the leading edges, because he didn't want to see the wear in the striping.
Correct. So you are going to get some natural wear over time. And the more colors you have on the leading edge, the more colors you've got to fix. And if those colors are pearls and metallic paints, they may be more expensive to fix, and you might have to have them professionally fixed as opposed to you going and fixing them yourself. On the other hand, paints are designed for those leading edges.
Yeah.
And properly applied, you shouldn't see a lot of that. What I tell clients is maybe every 5 to 7 years you actually go to a paint shop and you have it professionally touched up. The issue is a lot of people get a little bottle of paint when they leave the paint shop, and it's like dealing with nail coloring. You go there with your little brush and you dab it on to cover up where a little bit of paint has cracked off. And then at the end of the day, it looks worse than the disease. The cure is worse than the disease.
I'm raising my hand now.
Well, this is a Jack show that may feature Amy, so maybe you could say something.
Because my airplane at this point, which again, I will state, has been flying everywhere, all over the country since 2008, has definitely seen a lot of things. In fact, one of the things it unfortunately saw was ash from fires in Canada 1 year, and it was sitting on the ramp, and we were not there for 2 weeks, and we came back, and the paint's been permanently damaged by the ash, that's just a shame. We didn't fly through it; we just went on a cruise. And
it's
we
like
came
sandpapering
back.
Your air.
Yeah. It's almost literally
your plane.
Sandpapering. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
And the wind would blow the ash around, and that would cause the scratches.
Yeah. And so by the time we came back, it was too late to really do anything. We've buffed it out. We've done everything you can to it. But I don't think you can do anything to fix that except repaint it.
You know, Amy, there is something you can do.
Okay.
Yeah, you can come back to us.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. But we'll put your husband one side. You and I will design a really spectacular paint scheme and you repaint it.
Yeah, I mean,
it is 2008. This is nearly 20 years.
It was
time.
A long, long time ago. It's interesting, though, to see how so many of your designs have evolved over time. I have a pretty simple design on my airplane, and that some of that's personality, but also you really cater to personalities in your business.
Our whole business is built around satisfying each of our personal egos, and as pilots and aircraft owners, we're lying if we say we don't have an ego, and our plane is an extension of us, an extension of that ego.
So tell us where we can find you on the field, other people, because they're going to want it, given we all have egos, they're going to want to come talk to you, and also on the internet.
I don't want anyone to bruise my ego, so please come talk to me. I'm in the northwest corner of Hangar C. That's the northwest hangar. So the northwest corner, that's easy to find. And I'm giving four forums, two on paint scheme design on tomorrow. I've got one at 11 a.m. tomorrow or 10 a.m. tomorrow in Forum 10-5, and again on Thursday on paint scheme design, and then I've got two on painting your plane on Wednesday and Friday. So both of those are really helpful educational tools should you be angling to paint a plane.
Craig, thank you so much for being on EAA Radio.